It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Here in Wisconsin, we love to talk about the weather, but there's a citizen science project where people do a lot more than talk. They take measurements and observations that help shape our understanding of the weather. There are lots of observers for the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network around the country. Observers collect precipitation data in their communities to help improve the accuracy of forecasts. That network is currently looking for volunteers here in Wisconsin to help them out. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a weather fan? Have you worked with this project or been trained maybe as a weather spotter? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Sarah Marquardt is a senior service hydrologist and meteorologist for the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee and Sullivan. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Can you tell us a little bit about how this Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network works?
So it's a very simple process. We're looking for volunteers who purchase a rain gauge or put out a board to measure snowfall. And you take your measurement every morning between 7 and 9 in the morning, and you submit that online. It then goes to an archive, a database online, where everyone can view that data, and you can track how much rain or snow fell right in your own backyard. So it's a very simple process, but it's very valuable data for us at the National Weather Service.
One thing that leaps to mind, if I do this, does it mean I have to be there every single morning, or do I get to go on vacation still?
Yes, yes, you can take a break. We're happy to take as much data as we can get, but certainly we understand that you can't take observations every day. So if you're gone for a few days, you can still submit your report. It's called a multi-day accumulation. You just submit how much rain is in that rainfall gauge over the several days that you were gone, and you can still submit that data. And we just ask that you take measurements as much as possible, whatever is reasonable for you.
And now, how much does this help you as a meteorologist and your colleagues when people are collecting this kind of data from lots of points around the state?
This data is so important. I look at this data every day. So my job is to assess flood risk and drought conditions, and I need to know how much rain fell across the entire state of Wisconsin. And that can vary from location to location. So by having these rainfall reports, I can tell exactly what fell in which areas, who has received more rain, so who's more susceptible to flood risk, or who hasn't seen much rain. Where has it not rained at all for several days and drought may be developing? So every location matters, every report matters. This is data that is, it's really important to get exactly observed measurements of what happened on the ground.
Are there parts of the state where you see particularly big gaps where you're really hoping more people will step up and volunteer?
Yeah, we are hoping to fill a lot of gaps across northern and central Wisconsin. We do have quite a few observers in the cities, of course, where there's more of a population center, but we are hoping to fill gaps across every corner of the state. So we'd like to have a representative from every community, an observer in every town, every city across the state.
Sarah Marquardt is with us, senior service hydrologist and meteorologist at the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee, Sullivan, looking at a citizen science project where people, as you hear, just heard, collect rain and snow data and share it for better forecasts in the future. Sarah, if somebody wants to get involved, where does one buy the rain gauge? How do we make sure we have the right kind that's going to give us the best measurements?
To find out more information, you can go to the website, cocorahs.org, to find more information, or you can get in touch with your local National Weather Service forecast office, and we can answer your questions and point you in the right direction. All you need to do is purchase an official rain gauge, or if that's not an option, just get a piece of plywood, put that out to measure snowfall, and you can get started. There's training available online. There's some slideshows that tell you everything you need to know to become an observer. But any of us at the National Weather Service are happy to answer any questions and help you get started.
Something I wonder about with things like rain and snowfall, Sarah, is, you know, I can get the gist when I look at the weather forecast. Rain is likely to hit this area, this county where I live. As you look at this data, especially where you have lots of people collecting it, do you see a lot of micro variation where this side of a town gets a ton of rain, that side gets a few drops?
Yes, that happens all the time, and that's why this data is so important. In the summer, thunderstorms pop up in different areas, and some areas can get heavy rain, and other areas just a few miles down the road get nothing. So that's why having a denser network of these observations is so important. And also for tracking drought, some areas just keep missing out on the rain. We had a drought all last year and going into this year, parts of western Wisconsin have seen very little rain. So watching those areas that are reporting zero rainfall day after day, that's exactly the kind of data we're looking for. And every little piece helps, and getting that denser network really helps us get a better idea, paint a better picture of what's happening on the ground.
You mentioned a lot of your work involves floods and the risk of floods. Can you talk about how you use this and obviously other data as well to try to predict who might be susceptible to floods, maybe where floods might happen where we didn't think of them as flooding areas in the past?
Yeah, so not only is flooding a concern in the summer, it's also a concern in the winter and spring. And part of this network, people can also submit snow core observations, which tells us how much water is in that snowpack. And we watch that during the late winter and early spring to see where is there more water. Those areas may be more susceptible to flooding as that snow melts. And also just watching over time which areas are under those heavy rainstorms. What neighborhoods are getting more rain than other neighborhoods that may be more susceptible to flooding if those rains continue? There's even an option for observers to submit reports during a rainstorm. And if you submit that report, it's called a significant weather report. That information will alert directly on the screens of the National Weather Service forecasters. And you can tell us exactly how much rain is falling as it's happening. And we may then be able to get a flash flood warning out sooner, alert people to seek higher ground sooner based on that report by telling us exactly how much rain is occurring and what's happening in your area. So we are working together to get the information and share the information and keep the public safe.
Are there other ways you could see the public helping with weather forecasting and reporting? I know my folks for a while were trained as storm spotters, tornado spotters in Michigan. Are there other kind of public citizen science things that people can do to help off the meteorologists?
Yes, during the spring, we do a program training people how to become severe storm spotters. So that training is offered by the National Weather Service, teaches you everything you need to know about how to spot storms, how to stay safe during storms, and how to get that information to the forecasters so that we can have a better idea of what's going on and create a better forecast. There are several other networks out there to monitor drought conditions through the National Drought Mitigation Center. They have a network where you can document how wet or dry conditions are in your area to help keep the drought monitor more accurate. And similar thing can be done with the Kokoroz network, where you can note how wet or dry conditions are, what are the fields looking like in your area, how are the retention ponds, are they getting full, are they running dry? Just monitoring the conditions and getting that information to other scientists and meteorologists out there so we can better assess the conditions.
And Sarah, as we wrap up, you mentioned that Kokoroz Network, short for Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. How do people get involved if they want to join in and help out?
It's very easy to get involved. You just go to that website, cocorahs.org, and fill out a short form to sign up. Say where you live so we can have an idea of where that rainfall report is coming from. And once you sign up, it is up to you to purchase that rain gauge. Once you have that rain gauge, you put it outside in a flat area of your yard. You can start submitting reports. You'll get access to an online form where you just type in how much rain or snow fell each morning. And easy as that, you type in that information and it gets updated to the website, to the database. You have a nice archive where you can look back and see, track all of your data every day, all the measurements that fell from your own backyard. So it's very easy. It only takes a minute a day to go out there, check your rain gauge, stick a ruler in the ground, measure the snow depth, and then submit that data for everyone to have access to.
Sarah, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Sarah Marquardt, senior service hydrologist and meteorologist for the National Weather Service based in Milwaukee, Sullivan. She talked to us about the Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. We'll get a link, by the way, to their site up at WPR.org/Central Time. Next up, we'll hear from a Wisconsin astrophotographer about the upcoming solar eclipse. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you are going to be traveling to see the solar eclipse in not too long now. Let us know about it, 800-642-1234, or maybe share your 2017 full solar eclipse memories. We'll pick up that conversation coming up on Central Time.